CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
In the 1890s, Nanaimo supported nearly 20 hotels, which provided accommodation and employment for hundreds of people. The proprietor of Balmoral Hotel on Halliburton Street, John Huff, lived in the hotel with his wife and three children and a 13-year-old servant. The hotel lodgers were a 42-year-old brewer, a 55-year-old engineer, a 28-year-old plumber, and a 25-year-old miner. Over 100 years later, in September 2008, the Canadian Mental Health Association signed a contract to purchase the Balmoral Hotel for the purpose of providing supportive housing and outreach. Christina Martins, CMHA's Executive Director for the Mid-Island Branch, has said that the organization is investing in the South End community and that she was looking forward to demonstrating how good a neighbor they could be.
The Balmoral Hotel building is currently under renovation in preparation for its new role in the city. We wanted to find out how things were coming along, so I visited the building on Monday. Christina Martins showed me around. I entered through the back entrance to the building, and we started our tour there.
And so we're down here, I guess, at the back of the hotel, and it looks like you've had some offices in here for a while.
Yeah, we moved in the 15th of November. We had the three-bedroom manager suite at the back, totally renovated and wired so that CMHA administration offices and a couple of program offices could be out of here, and also the housing support workers will be out of here as well.
So how many staff will be working out of this part of the hotel when you're all said and done?
Well, there's about five staff, and then our peer support program is coming, and there's about eight of them as well. So there'll be eight peer support workers and five staff.
So there's a significant amount of office space here then.
Yeah, it's actually a very, very large space. The rooms are really good size, and we've been able to have meetings here, and we'll be doing our strategic planning at the end of the month, and that will all happen here as well.
Okay, so where are we going next?
Well, I think we'll go downstairs and we'll have a look at the former bar, which we're renovating into offices for the homeless outreach teams for both income assistance and the Vancouver Island Health Authority.
Nice, okay, let's go.
So this is the former bar, and as you can see, it's been basically gutted right down to the studs and completely redesigned. The nice part about doing it that way is that the whole ceiling was taken down. We put R40 insulation into the ceiling of this, which is the floor of the second floor apartments, and then because there's no insulation anywhere in this building. So it's really nice to be able to take it right apart, mm-hmm. insulate it properly, replumb everything, rewire. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be two income assistance offices, two offices for the health authority, one office that would be used for things like our peer support workers or private interviews, mm-hmm. a health room. So if someone comes in that has an appointment and they have some health issues that need to be dealt with, we have a room that's available for that. And then a place where people can sit and maybe type up a resume or mm-hmm. look online for apartments that are available. Mm-hmm. So that'll be available for people coming into the offices as well. And as you can see, we've redone the facade of the building. This piece of the building was built in 1885, I think.
Oh,
and in the original pictures, there were windows across the front. But with subsequent renovations as a strip bar, those mm-hmm. were all taken out. So we're putting all of those back.
I was wondering.
And the facade of the building will ultimately, this side will look like it did fairly close to what it did in the 1880s. And then the other side, which was built in the 40s, will be renovated to look more like the 1940s.
Mm-hmm. So I gather then that the offices that are collected here in the former bar space are the offices that are primarily designed to be open to clientele that may be walking in directly from the street, so to speak.
No, these are appointment offices. It's basically offices for the outreach workers to do the work before they go out into the community.
Okay.
Some people will come in for appointments, but for the most part, it will be outreach.
Mm.
And it'll be a place for people to connect and then go off and do what work that they need to do.
When do you anticipate that this part of the project will be ready for occupancy? When will people move into these offices?
We're really hoping that this will all be done mid-March. So you can see that this is the lobby of the Balmoral. It's tired and it needs some serious renovation work, but it will be the access, the sole access to the whole building, ultimately, so that we cut down on the places where people can come and go, and that way we can manage the flow of people coming in and out of the building. And right next door to this is the former King's Cafe, which will now be our frozen meal program. So they'll be moving in the next 2 weeks. Okay. And that program trains people with mental health issues how to work in a commercial kitchen, but it also provides low-cost meals to people with mental health and addictions issues who have a caseworker. And really, at that point in their recovery, nutrition is not the thing that they can focus on. Mm-hmm. So the meals provide a way of making sure that their physical nutrition needs are dealt with, but they don't have to be thinking about what am I going to cook. So they can get up to 3 meals a week on that, because we still want to encourage people to try to cook their own meals and not become dependent on a service.
So is that meal program moving here from another location?
Yeah, it was sharing space over at the Phoenix Center, and so it will be moving here and having its own kitchen, and then the Phoenix Center will have its full space back to itself again.
Okay, so as we stand here, there's double doors in just ahead, and some windows. The windows are staying?
Yeah, the windows are staying because that was a feature in the 1940s, this kind of modern style. Mm-hmm. So that the facade on the front should stay pretty much the same here. The doors will be changing to nice steel doors with good locks, and we'll be installing a security camera system so that staff can keep an eye on who's coming and going, and that way we can determine if difficult people are in the building, how'd they get in, and how do we deal with that access.
So essentially this is a reception area at a first point of contact, so to speak?
Yeah, it'll be the lobby to the main building. The doors for the office will open off of the outreach office will open off of this lobby, and so people will come in the main doors and go into the office or go up to their suites. Mm-hmm. And there will be almost like a greeter volunteer position in the lobby, so that people coming in get greeted, they get recognized, and they get directed, or someone is keeping a kind of an eye on where they're going.
Okay, where are we going next?
Well, let's head upstairs and I'll show you some of the hallways. I don't think we've got any suites we can go in, but we'll have a look at the living areas.
Okay.
You're listening to People First Radio. We're touring the Balmoral Hotel building with Christina Martins of the Canadian Mental Health Association's Mid-Island Branch. We'll be back with more in a moment. And welcome back to People First Radio. We've been touring the Balmoral Hotel building on Halliburton Street in Nanaimo. The hotel dates back to the late 1800s. And was expanded in size during the 1940s. Now it's being renovated to provide supportive housing and outreach services from the Canadian Mental Health Association and other organizations. We're going to continue our tour with CMHA's Christina Martins as our guide.
This is room 41. It's currently vacant because we're hoping to renovate it. And as you can see, I'll describe a little bit of it for radio because, as you can, it's pretty ratty. It's got graffiti on the walls. Someone has punched through some of the plaster in a corner. The sink is really quite terrible.
Yes.
The heat does work now, which is lovely because it does take that dampness out of the rooms. But, this building was fairly neglected for a lot of years, and so we're working really hard to get to them, to get them up to a livable standard and a place where people can feel safe and feel supported.
Basically, it feels like a small hotel room, or it is a small hotel room. And I'm looking out the window, though, which faces south, and a tremendous amount of sunshine, and I can see the park from here very easily.
Yeah, the rooms, they have a really nice view, most of them. And what we want to do is make the inside as nice as what they're looking at on the outside and bring it to a place where people can call this home and feel proud to be here. Mm. In that respect, we have a couple of the tenants in the building that we've hired to do the janitorial on the building, and they work just about every day trying to keep things clean. And we've done things like we're doing the renovations very slowly because we're focusing on the offices at the moment. But, things like the boilers, the brand new boilers that went in, and then having all of the radiators fixed so that they work and people have heat in their rooms. That they haven't had that for 2 years. Mm. So, it was really nice. And we got it done just before the really bad cold weather started. So that was wonderful.
I gather that the rooms, when they're complete, will still not have a washroom within them, but there'll be a shared washroom arrangement. I see a sink, though, that will stay.
Yeah, the sinks stay. 8 of the rooms have their own washroom in the room, and the rest of them do share communal washrooms, which we've just all rekeyed to make them more secure. And that will stay in that way because that's just how the building was designed, and the plumbing, you know, unless we redid the entire plumbing, you couldn't put them in the rooms. But so there's 8 of them that do have their own bathroom, and then they do have sinks, and we try to make sure that there's hygiene supplies available to people if they don't have their own, so, you know, soap and a razor and things like that.
So the total number of rooms that will be available?
We have 20 small rooms.
20 small rooms, and how many are occupied right now?
18, I believe, and we have 2 that are vacant waiting for renovation.
Okay, so there's an opportunity, I imagine, for people to move among suites as they're being renovated?
Exactly. Yeah. We want to renovate to move a couple people in, renovate theirs, move them back, and do that so that we displace people as little as possible.
Okay. All right. Where are we going next, Christina?
I think we'll just do a walk through the hallways.
Okay, sure.
One of the other things that we're going to be doing, all of the exit doors in the building are really not quite up to code. I mean, they serve their purpose now, but we're going to be, we have them, all the exterior doors ordered now, so they'll all be brand new, steel-framed, secured entrance and exit doors, which will make a huge difference in the building.
Yeah. And you were saying earlier before we started walking around that because this building hasn't been renovated in a long period of time, one job leads to 5 or 10 more.
Yeah, it really does. You know, the boilers took a lot longer than we'd thought because we had to redo the floors in the boiler room and actually install perimeter drains in the building because there weren't any. You know, it was built so long ago that those kind of things weren't necessary. But, you know, as we're digging out the basement for the boilers, there's a river running through it. So we had to install drains and then a new cement floor and then the boilers. So,
are you learning a lot about building construction?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot about it.
Okay. All right.
Are they better this weekend after the new keys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Except for part of me when I knocked, just hoping that nobody's in there still.
Yeah.
Because somebody could be in there and not say anything, right?
This is Kevin. He's from Chili Radio.
Hi.
This is Kathy.
Hi.
She's
Hi, Kathy.
Our building janitorial service.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Kathy. Yeah. Yeah.
No, we had the locks rekeyed on the weekend or on Friday.
Okay. For the washrooms, I see. Yeah.
So people got new keys. And
And it's for tenants
only.
It's
been a few days, so, but,
We're
okay.
Open.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, nice
to
meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Just have a look out here.
Yeah. So now we're looking toward the back of the building.
Yeah,
it's like a walkway.
Looking west, and that was one of the exits for the old bar, of the emergency exits. Now this will mostly be cut off. The first set of stairs will still be used because that gives us access to the back of the kitchen and to the basement storage for the offices. But the rest of the hallway there, or the stairway there, will be blocked off so that people can't come and go up and down there. And that door, that one emergency door, is being replaced with others on the front and the back of the offices.
I see.
So all of the roofing is, you can see all the roofing's been, new roofing's been put down, and they just have to finish it off now. So.
Okay.
And then we get started on the rest of the building once that's done.
Yeah. Which would be, what would the rest of the building look like?
Well, renovating the suites. Hopefully getting new windows. Mm-hmm. We're currently putting in a proposal to Canada Mortgage and Housing to do all the tenants' repairs. They have a rental rehabilitation renovation program that we'd like to access some funding for so that we can do the rooms, you know, new flooring, new paint, new plumbing, new fixtures in there if they have a bathroom or a sink. And then hopefully in the summer do the facade so that it starts to become, you know, an asset to the neighborhood and not a detriment.
The Canadian Mental Health Association will lease some of the Balmoral office space to the Ministry of Employment and Income Assistance and to the Vancouver Island Health Authority. When it's completed, the hotel will offer much-needed support services to the community.
I asked Christina Martins to sum up what it was that CMHA was trying to accomplish with its acquisition of the building and the eventual services to be offered there. This is what she had to say.
Well, we want to see the building staffed 24/7 so that we can actually bring in some of the people who have the most difficulty maintaining their tenancy. You know, some of the people who have been homeless the longest and who need, you know, extra support weekends and evenings to make the choices that improve their lives and help them stay housed. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, if we can do that in 20 sites here, then the next 160 that are coming through mm-hmm. with the Memorandum of Understanding from the City of Nanaimo and BC mm-hmm. Housing, it'll be, you know, that much easier mm-hmm. when we get the next 160 mm-hmm. because we'll have good experience here with 20 mm-hmm. and we'll have a good understanding of exactly mm-hmm. all of the supports that are needed. We have great models in Victoria and in Vancouver to look to this kind of thing mm-hmm. and this is our first little step here in Nanaimo, and I think it's I can see the change it's made in some people's lives that have come in off the street, and it's quite amazing.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.